Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Dalet brings us two additional halachos regarding Tumah and its effect on the Nazir, taught by Rabbi Eliezer in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua. So the first one is, Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishum Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua is the Av Bez Din at the time. This is the generation right after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Gamliel Diavne is the Nasi. Rabbi Yeshua is the Av Bez Din. Rabbi Eliezer is, in many ways, the Gadol Hador. He's the most brilliant of the Chacham at the time. And Rabbi Akiva, who is also a great Gadol of the time, is in this time of this Mishnah still in his learning stage. So he is a very bright, budding Talmud Chacham, but he is not yet at the level of what he will at some point be. So Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua, Kol tuma min ha-meis, she-ha-nazir migaleach aleha. Any tuma from the mace that the Nazir cuts his hair from, so these are the ones that are in Mishnah Beis, chayav in ola al-bias mikdash. You are chayav if you have that tuma and you go into the Beis Hamikdash. You're chayav kores if you do it on purpose, or achatas if you do it by accident. There is a direct connection, says Rabbi Eliezer, between whether or not a Nazir is soser from a type of Tumah, and whether or not you're chayav kares or karban chatas for entering the Beis HaMikdash while in that state of Tumah. There is an Isser to enter the Beis HaMikdash while in a state of Tumah, and the question of whether you're chayav kares or chatas is directly related to whether or not the Nazir would be cutting his hair because of that Tumah. If yes, yes. But any kind of Tumah, even if it's Tumah's mace, like the ones we made in Mishnah Gimel, that don't cause him to have to cut his hair, ein chayev en alabias mikdash. You are not chayev kares or a karban chatas if you enter the Beis HaMikdash while in that state of Tumah. Right. So if you are in an ohel with a quarter kav of bones, right? So that is going to create Tumah's mace, but you won't be chayev amias mikdash if you're going to the Beis HaMikdash while you're in that state of Tumah. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. It's completely illogical. Lo tehei zo kalam in asheretz. We know, says Rabbi Meir, that there is an Isser Kares. If a person touches a dead sheretz, like a lizard, and gets tummy from that sheretz, and then enters the Beis HaMikdash, that's Usser. There's an Isser Kares there. Or in Isser Chatas, if he does it by accident. So how could you possibly be that we have these Tumos Mace that are certainly way more serious than Tumas Sheretz, and you're telling me that there's no Isser Kares? Can't be. Doesn't make any sense. Now, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir. And even though his logic is completely correct, and we will shortly see why that is the case. So we're moving on to the second halacha. And the second halacha here is a story told by Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Danti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. I made the following logical argument before Rabbi Eliezer regarding the list that we had in the previous two Mishnayos. I said as follows. Ma'im etzem kasa'ora she'enu etamim adam ba'ohel ha'nazir migalech ha'maga'ova masa'o. A nazir who touches or carries a bone from a dead body that is the size of a barley grain. We know from Mishnah Beis that he is Soser. Even though that very same bone wouldn't make him tummy at all if he was in an ohel with it and didn't touch it. Right? So that bone is not metame but ohel at all. But it's still Soser if he touches it. So then logically, Revias Hadam, a quarter log of blood, shehu mitami adam ba'ohel. A quarter log of blood, we mitami a person tumas meis, whether he touches it, carries it, or is in an ohel with it. So it's clearly more severe than the etzem kasa'ora, than the small piece of barley grain-sized bone. Eino din shehi nazir migalech ha-maga'ava masa'a. Isn't it obviously logical that it should certainly cause the nazir to be soser, because it's a more severe tumah than the bone? And yet that's not the list that it's on. It's on the list of tumos that don't cause the nazir to cut his hair. Amar li, Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Eliezer responded to me, Maze Akiva? What are you saying, Akiva? Ain done in Kami Kavachomer. We don't make logical arguments in this area. And Rabbi Akiva is thinking to himself, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he meant. He didn't explain what he meant. I'm not really sure what he meant. What is he trying to tell me? So Rabbi Akiva says, I went over to Rabbi Yeshua. Ushibati v'hirtesias dar b'fnei Rabbi Yeshua. So I went to Rabbi Yeshua and said, I don't get it. Here's the conversation I had with Rabbi Eliezer. Can you please explain it to me? Amar li, Rabbi Yeshua said to me, Yafe amarta. You said well. Your logic is impeccable. What you said is logically correct. Elakin amru halacha. But this halacha, the categorization of what causes stira in a nazir and what doesn't cause stira in a nazir, is halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai is a biblical commandment. It's in Torah Shebaal Peh, not in Torah Shebichsav. It's not written in the written Torah, but it is nevertheless a biblical commandment given to Moshe on Har Sinai. And so it's not subject to modification. It is what it is. And so, therefore, your logic is correct, but that's not what the halacha is. God said, this is the way we do it. We don't know why. It just is. We now understand why Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua didn't accept Rabbi Meir's logic in the first part of the Mishnah. The connection between stira, right, the cutting of the hair for nazir and tumah, or not cutting of the hair, and the relationship between that, the connection between that and tumas mikdash, whether or not you get kares for entering the base of mikdash in that kind of tumah, that's part of this halakha l'moshe misinai. And so we have to follow it as given by God, as commanded, even if we don't understand it logically. And so Remei, your logic makes a lot of sense, just like Rabbi Akiva's magic made sense. But this is not an area where we can turn to our logic to say, well, you know, it doesn't make sense to us, so we're not going to do it. This is biblical commandment. Halacha l'moshe misinai. We have to follow it the way we got it.